When you're a little girl, you dream that your wedding day will be the happiest of your life. Those fairy tales we all grew up listening to, the stories we read with our moms before bed, set the tone for that immeasurable kind of love. The type of love that makes you believe that miracles exist. That's the way I felt when I met him. He was the answer to my every prayer. The kind of man you only dream about. And I was the lucky woman who got to have him in reality. My dreams were coming true. I'm getting ahead of myself, though. Maybe I should take it back to the beginning, or at least somewhere in the middle. We met in an upscale hotel bar. He was traveling for business, and I was serving the group who just poured out of a tech conference. I knew that men like these enjoyed a little flirting. They preferred pet names to my real one. If I played my cards right and turned on the charm, there would be a sizable tip for me at the end of the night. So things really could be worse. One of the men stood out to me as more dignified than the rest. As the night progressed, he stayed sober, clear-headed. Most telling was the fact that he never once called me darling or sweetie. He called me by my name until the bar shut down and we were the last two there. And as he walked me upstairs to his room, he called me by my name as he backed me against the wall and invaded all my senses. I began to revel in the way my name sounded, falling from his lips, and in the way he whispered it like a prayer when I dropped to my knees in front of him for the first time, taking him like my mouth was made just for him. Then he called me by my name as he came, exhausted, sexy, and spent. The last time he called me Emily, it sounded nothing like that prayer. I still can't decide if that's a good or a bad thing. Maybe it's both.